Indiana-Michigan Power's increase would go towards infrastructure upgrades, such as replacing power lines and trimming trees to avoid outages. Customers could see their monthly bill go up by about $26. But public testimony in the case has been overwhelmingly negative. Anthony Swinger is a spokesperson for the Office of Utility Consumer Counselor, which represents the public in utility rate cases. He says the OUCC concluded the utility doesn't need that much.
We have looked over pages and pages of testimony and evidence, and we're recommending approval of a little less than half of the rate increase I&M has asked for.
I&M has until December 6th to file a response with the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission, which will ultimately set the rate. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Nick Jansen.